behavior, and they just flat out ignored us.
And then there was Congress. A bill introduced in the House by Pennsylvania Congressman Tom Marino was promoted as a way to ensure that patients had access to the pain medication they needed. Jonathan Novak, who worked in the DEA's legal office, says what the bill really did was strip the agency of its ability to immediately freeze suspicious shipments of prescription narcotics to keep the drugs off U.S. streets.
They're toothless. I don't know how they stop this now. It's a very sad state of affairs.